Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep it to myself. I'm not going to say anything, okay? I promise you that. Right?
Deal.
You have my word.
Deal, man.
Okay?
Deal.
I'm not going to talk about that live on air. I would never do something like that, okay?
You want grass-finished beef or not, man?
I do, but I also love unprotected sex. Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids! What a day today, huh? This is the day that the Lord has made. It's Tuesday.
It's tough to get me excited or happy about anything, but I bought 150 pounds of beef from this dude today. So I'm
150 pounds of meat. What's his name?
Jake.
Jake.
He doesn't work at State Farm, though.
Okay.
He sells grass.
Well, that guy's black.
Beef.
That guy's black.
Well, he
Jake.
Wasn't. Originally, he wasn't. He was a dumpy white dude in khakis.
Was
right?
he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. And then they blacked him up?
That original character was. Remember, it was like Jake from State Farm. He goes, well, she sounds disgusting. Well, he's like, well, it's a dude.
That's right.
But you would get canceled for that now because you're not allowed to say that to dude.
Would you? I'm so happy you brought that up today. Would you get canceled? Bob, go ahead and type in blackface on Twitter. Saw a fun little video here today. I don't even know why people are taking the risk. Now, for guys like us, who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. Just another day at the J-O-B. But if you're a normal simpleton out there who's just trying to enjoy a nice life, why even take the risk?
Well, what happened?
Did scroll somebody down, Bob. That's it. That's the video I want you to show right there. Okay, so wait. Rewind it, Bob. Hey! God damn it, Bob! No spoilers! No spoilers! Rewind it, Bob! Get it off the screen! Shit!
Oh, they got a nose.
Shit!
A nose appliance as well, huh?
Damn it, Bob! Life comes at you fast, all right?
Now, how far are they going to take this? Are they going to hang out a big hog, too?
Not sure. But
do they reduce your credit rating or what?
When we got into work, I was like, all right, maybe they're just here, things that we talk about. And I was like, blackface is trending.
Yeah.
Why? Why is blackface? This is appears to be a little tiny Asian girl, a little tiny Asian lady.
She's a big fan of Kobe Bryant.
We all are. Okay.
R.I.P.
We're all R.I.P. obviously. We're all fans of Kobe. She took her fandom to another level. She's also a makeup artist. I'm going to point that out. And decided to do her own version of blackface of Kobe Bean Bryant's R.I.P. Now, Bob, you can play the video on screen. There we go. Look at the transformation. You can play the music. We're not on
good.
Whoa, that's creepy, isn't it?
I mean, that's pretty incredible to me.
How do you look in the mirror, though, as a small Asian woman and say to yourself, you know what? If I put a bald cap on and went full blackface, I would look exactly like Kobe Bryant.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the artist's talent, is to see in 3D like that. And to turn something horrible into something beautiful.
When I see shit like this, the argument's going back and forth. This is racist. She's in blackface. And they're like, leave her alone. She's just a little yellow person, a little Asian out there trying to do something fun for the world and show her beauty and talents. When I look at shit like this, it just has to register just a moment in your mind where you're like, man, should I do this and pop this up on the internet today?
Well, I don't think Asians give a fuck, to be honest.
I think Black Twitter's on her side, and I'm going to read you an example.
Oh, great.
It's always middle-aged white women that are upset about stuff.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Yeah, you're right.
Here's what appears to be a black gentleman from Texarkana, Texas.
Now, how can you tell that he's black, Bob?
His face is black?
Yeah. Ah,
that's how you usually tell is the skin color.
Skin color, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we're doing it these days.
Well, I put the clues together.
Yeah, that's fun.
This person goes, explain how it's not, I'll wait, as far as blackface goes. And your boy Pat responded, because back in the day, blackface was used in minstrel shows as mockery to black people. Here, this lady is using her artistic talents to not only pay homage to Kobe, but to show how great an artist she is as well. Explain why you got to dick up the ass about it, I'll wait.
Oh shit, dude.
And now what was the response to that? Because there's something out there that's causing dicks up the ass. I want to avoid it.
Same here. I get a long drive home. I'm definitely trying to avoid
no,
a dick
this,
in the ass.
This
today.
Person, oh, this okay. this person apparently did some soul and ass searching and did not reply.
Okay,
they're probably out there looking for the real killers right now.
Yeah, they're just looking like for the real dick in the ass today. What was the name of your meat company? Now that your career is over,
I got a long drive home too, man. It's I just call it Jake's Steaks.
So Jake's Steaks,
yeah. Sourcing and distribution.
Best in the biz. I've had it.
So
I've
I got introduced to him through Gigi.
Okay, nice. Right?
Delivers to her, delivers all. I don't know, where do you actually live?
Southwest Missouri's okay. home base.
So oh,
you,
shit.
So you deliver all over the Southwest, Texas, Missouri. I guess the Southern Midwest is probably a better way to say that.
Yeah, I'll go nationwide, though. Mm. So as soon as I have a full order, mm. as soon as I can put 3 to 6 animals on the van, then I'll head out nationwide. But I would say the biggest hubs are Southern California, Central California, the triangle down here mm. in Texas, yeah. DFW, Austin, Houston, and then down into the southeast, like Atlanta, all the way down to Miami.
Fuck wow. yeah. So. Those guys are from Missouri back there, and they will shut the fuck up about it every day.
Show me where, state.
Well,
what has Missouri shown us exactly?
What have they shown us? Racism?
I don't know a lot about history
Europe,
these days.
I'm tired of hearing about racism say, yeah. in the United States. Just pay attention to Europe for 5 minutes, and that's what racism is.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Well, no, they're the goats of it. Like, but we, obviously, you know,
we just dabble.
We're LeBron, they're Kobe. It's just it is what it is.
I
mean, you know,
yeah, I guess.
Sorry, grass just, that's
cattle.
A callback.
Grass
yeah.
and cattle. That's what.
Yeah,
I'm
you smoke
about.
Weed too?
No, not personally. Okay, yeah, I'm not fundamentally opposed to it, but yeah, I don't
sit out there with the cows and just kind of fucking blow trees into each other's mouths.
I'm sure some cowboys do, man. I mean, what else are you gonna do?
Fuck yeah.
So I've smoked weed before, but I don't get high now. I gotta remember shit, you know, routes and
yeah,
who ordered what. I don't really keep notes well.
Are you a cowboy or a rancher?
No, dude, I'm just fucking. I'm just finding good product and getting it distributed. So,
well, that's the reason yeah. why I asked. Do you slaughter the cows and all that shit, or does that somebody else do it and then you pick up the meat later? You just kind of verify it and be like, all right, this is good enough for the customers.
Yeah, so what I do is source and distribute. So I just go out and do, for the most part, what the customer can't do. The customer doesn't have time to go out on the farm, walk the pasture lands, meet the rancher, do all those things. So I just try to cut that out, go out, establish rapport with the farmers or the ranchers, and then find my own customers across the country.
Oh, that's awesome.
It works out, yeah. And most customers are decent enough to, you know, share with a handful mm. of people that think like them, eat like them, live like them, things of that nature.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's jakesteaks.com. There's just one S in the middle, so jakesteaks.com.
And do you
yeah.
drive it to their house, or is that just for Dan? Because you're always driving by twice a week. Dan eats about 7 pounds of meat a day. So I'm yeah, sure he's your yeah. biggest customer in the entire state of Texas.
I mean, yeah,
is he?
Probably. Actually, you... there's one other dude in downtown Austin.
Fuck him.
Yeah, yeah fuck him. So, where does he live, dude? Let's go to his goddamn house.
I'm going to go steal
his
meat.
I'll pull up his address.
Burn his, yeah, let's burn his house
put
down.
His
let's go J6.
On the screen.
Get my fucking Viking helmet out of the back, Joel. I'm ready to go to this guy's house.
It's over there, I think, somewhere.
I want to go to his house. I want to pull up his laptop. I want to go through all of it.
Let's bring him in.
So yeah. Dan's number two in Austin?
I mean, it's close. It's a close second. But the other dude was ordering. You learned about me, I think, in October through GG.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So I think this dude, he's been ordering since like last summer when I started this.
Okay.
But he's definitely tapered off. He does some DJing and stuff around Austin. So he was running like a beef node for me.
Man, you're making Dan feel real sad. Here.
DJ Meat.
DJ Meat Sack is beating Dan in eating meats per month.
It's not a fucking competition.
No, it is.
Man.
It is a competition. This is fucking bullshit.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What's his DJ name? Let's pop him up, see if he's any good.
Oh shit.
No, we don't have to say his DJ name.
I'll introduce you guys to him offline though.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah. I'm down.
Steal his meat.
Yeah.
Steal his meat?
He's got more than meat.
I'll tie him to a chair and eat it all in front of him.
Yeah. We'll videotape that. Right. You know?
And that'll be make an advertisement for you. Like, it's so good, I kidnapped this motherfucker.
And I ate it in front of him.
Yeah. But ground beef and chuck steaks, and it's gotta be grass finished beef.
Yeah, of course.
We're not running over to HEB or any of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not dropping off flank steaks, right? At people's houses.
Well, I got flank steak.
You got some flank?
Yeah, flank. Yeah. There's nothing. What's wrong with flank steak?
It's the cheapest, you know? I didn't know. Dude, no. When I go good. Into HEB, yeah. it's...
only if it's commercially cut. If it's custom cut, it's not the cheapest.
What's the difference there?
I mean, everything is kind of cheap there. They're just... All right, so first off, I don't want to rag on the feedlot industry. Like, you have to feed the nation. You can't just get rid of the feedlot industry overnight. It's been here for seven.
Explain what
decades.
The feedlot industry is, because I don't think people know anything
the
about
the poors.
Any of
this. The poors.
No, it's just no, like commercial farming, basically.
Yeah, yeah, commercial farming. Yeah. It's what developed after the war. So all the Joes came home from kicking the shit out of Germany and Japanese Imperial Army, and they came home and applied probably those same military industrial concepts and technology to ag. You just got to conquer the next thing. And so it's just consolidation, you know. It's the centralization of power. So you get all these animals on a feedlot or a CAFO. I think it's a contained animal feeding operation. And you can just fill their troughs with grain and corn and total mixed rations. I've even heard some dudes say that there's like pelletized chicken parts in there. I don't have
to any. Make it taste better.
No, so these chickens don't go to waste. I mean, it makes sense to me. Like, you don't want to waste anything. Like, if I show up at someone's house and they don't want organ meats, I'm like, all right, I'm fucking taking that home and I'm eating organ meats this week. You know, I'm not trying to waste any of the animal. Mm-hmm. But these big centralized operations, they're always, I would imagine, tracking shit on a spreadsheet and trying to reduce waste.
Yeah.
But I've heard horror stories from some people that I delivered to that used to work in this industry. And
it's definitely gone wrong in the past. That's where Mad Cow came from.
Yeah.
Is feeding... beef brain back to fucking cows.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could go down the YouTube rabbit hole on this stuff. I don't want to put a target on my back and talk shit on them. They serve their purpose, you know. How else are you going to feed the country? You can't just transition to grass-finished beef and regeneratively raise animals overnight. It's
Bill Gates is trying to.
That fat fuck, man. Whoa. That dude.
You don't want a target on your back, and you just call out the
you
third richest dude in the world.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates he is a bitch.
He's taking a nap right now, man. He's... man, titties galore, man. Yeah. He's I don't know. I've heard people say that. I think you've heard what Will Harris has to say. The old guy that runs he runs White Oak Pastures down in Bluffton, Georgia. I mean, he's been around forever. His family's run that ranch since 1876. He's probably in his 60s, so he's right on par with Bill Gates. He's seen Bill Gates rise, but he basically says that whether he's sinister or not, all the dude's done is, you know, fiddle fuck around with computers all of his life. What does he have to say about ag? You want to apply all this technology to ag and grass and soil and dirt and the management of animals and how it relates to the sun. If you want to apply that tech to that stuff, that might be kind of risky.
It's definitely risky. I mean, look at what we've done to our own bodies in that regard, trying to take shortcuts instead of going outside and getting vitamin D the way we're supposed to. We're trying to take supplements now and it's not working. You know what I mean? Like, we're corn syrup is a big fucking problem in America still somehow after all this time. So before 1950, basically, corn syrup was used to fatten up pigs before slaughter. That's what it was used for. It was dumped in troughs and they ate it. So then we're like, hey, we got this thing that's fucking 50 times sweeter than sugar and it's also a little addictive. Why don't we put this in human food? And that's been going on for about 70 years now. And it's still in our food now. High fructose corn syrup is still in our food now.
It's in fucking everything.
It's in everything. And don't buy anything that comes in a box off a shelf in a grocery store because it's got it in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's technology, right? Here's an easy way to feed everybody and get high calories. Well, maybe that wasn't the point. So now they're also doing it with livestock, all kinds of livestock, chickens, everything, right? Everything from the smallest all the way up to the largest. And when they don't eat the right kind of food, so they need the nutrients from the grass to develop in their gut to then, you know, have the nutrients spread through their meat so we can eat it. That's how this all works. You can't just feed them fucking corn. Yeah,
ruminants. They're ruminant animals, so they got so these bovine, beef, bison, and then to some extent lamb and goat and deer as well, multiple stomach chambers. I'm mostly concerned about beef and bison, but I believe beef as many as four stomach chambers.
Four, yeah.
And so rumination, it's essentially fermentation. The grass that they're eating, the forage that they're eating, is in their stomach for a significantly longer period of time than it is in a monogastric animal stomach, a single stomach chamber. So us three, pigs, chicken, monogastric animals. But when this grass is in those different stomach chambers for significant amounts of time, ruminating, fermenting, they're pulling all of the nutrition out of grass. And then in exchange, they're pissing and shit and urine and manure right there on the soil and on the grass, and that's the fertilizer that goes right back into the land. This is how people
it's nitric acid and fucking nitrogen. nitric acid from the urine and then nitrogen from the shit is what makes stuff grow, right?
Yeah.
Which is what people came back and, you know, after the war years, during the war years, and all of a sudden they didn't have all that technology to use on the war machine. They applied it to ag, and they started in producing insane amounts of nitrogen that could be applied to fields. But like chemical row crops, all your corns, your grains, your soys, I'm probably leaving some off the list. I understand the general concept, but all that nitrogen was applied to the soil, and you could just reap an insane harvest every year. Well, we're just doing that on these farmlands. I say we, it's the ranchers, it's the farmers. I'm probably out on the farm, I don't know, 5 days out of every month. The rest of the time I'm typically on the road delivering. But they are capturing all of that nitrogen from the animal urine and manure and then getting that back into the soil and onto the grass. So that's why you get such a nutrient dense product. Because I mean, we can't, dude, these people that are fucking eating kale and arugula and broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
It's fucking dumb. Do you honestly, if you wanted that as a staple part of your diet, even if it was grown the correct way in the proper kind of soil, you need to eat. A dude our size needs to eat about 28 servings of green vegetables a day to get the new. I've said this all the time when we're promoting first form greens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like you have to eat that much. Now, it's the reason that it's so high is because of this shit. Like factory farming has ripped all the actual natural nutrients out of the ground, right? And replaced it with lab shit. You know what I mean? So now you're eating a kale salad or something and you're getting maybe a quarter at best of the nutrients out of that you should. So what the fuck is the point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. How would you ever eat enough of that? But I mean, there's a reason for the phrase or expression, holy cow. Like these animals turn green grasslands, green pasture land into ribeyes and ground beef and chuck steak and all the most delicious aspects of our food culture, you know, what's left of it in this country. And it's something that we can thrive and survive on. I mean, think about...
Is that where the phrase came from, holy cow?
Fuck if I know, but I mean...
Well, you just told me that.
It adds up.
I heard it was a Frenchman who had his own cattle, and he used to take a driving glove off on Sundays and then slap the cow across the face.
Yeah, but
that's probably where it comes from.
Then. Okay.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, 1812, too. I think. Yeah.
That was the War of 1812 is where it started.
Well, that's why the war started. They got tired of the Frenchmen slapping cows with driving gloves.
Well, the Pope got upset because he's like, there's only one holy see, and it's me. It's not a fucking cow in France, of all places. Are you fucking kidding me? Get a white flag for a country. Fuck out of here.
I don't know the true story of it, but I mean, you can use
it. I don't care. I like both. And if you're at home, go with either of those stories at the next dinner party you go to or a trivia night.
But it's incredibly nutrient dense meat, and that's the point that I'm trying to drive home. And it's I mean, before I was doing this, I was doing commercial construction. I was a field superintendent doing warehouses. I've just been doing this for like 12 to 15 months, and I don't know how to stop at this point. There's so much demand that I just keep going. But there's a purpose behind this. Get really nutrient-dense meat into people's homes, into their chest freezers, and then day after day, people can make the decision to go out to the chest freezer, thaw out some meat, and eat some really nutrient-dense meat rather than running up the street to Whataburger or wherever people eat out at, you know?
What's the most exotic animal you sell?
People.
Yeah,
you ever sold a human? Small Chinaman?
It's hard to freeze them, though.
Yeah. It is.
It gets really sinewy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, but somebody people have zebras and shit out here, all kinds of stuff.
I've
like,
seen some zebra ranches out here.
Dude, Marcus Luttrell's got fucking zebras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I ask. And like, you can buy, where is it, Lonesome Dove that you can buy all that weird shit?
No,
I still haven't been, by the way.
No, they have bison and shit like that.
They have rattlesnakes.
Yeah, they have rattlesnakes.
They got rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnake is really common in Texas.
Is it really?
Yeah. But you don't, it's not like a fucking full rattlesnake coiled up on your fucking plate. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's rattlesnake meat ground up and usually made into like either nuggets or some kind of salami, like a prepared meat.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the rattlesnake one is rattlesnake, rabbit, and some kind of cheese.
Yeah, I heard there was rabbit there too. Is that true?
Well, they have a couple of rabbit dishes. Yeah.
Okay.
So we get bison. We'll do bison.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. If people are calling me for exotic animals, I've had people call for like emu or ostrich. I won't go and source it for them, but I'll call processors. Processors always know who has what, because processors is where it gets centralized. Everyone's got to come there to get their animals slaughtered and processed or butchered.
Right, and there's a handful of them all throughout Texas here. Oh, well, in Austin.
If you just
get off. The lines are long as shit, dude, unlike the weekends.
Oh, for processing facilities? Yeah. Well, that stuff all, I don't understand the full history of it, but I have gathered that during COVID, the big four, if you will, the big beef producers, pork producers, they were calling and buying up all these time slots for processing facilities, which makes sense. I mean, if you got all that money and all that power and all the access to these animals, you're going to want all these slots. Well, apparently that threw off the whole processing.
Well, no one man should have all that power.
No. And Kanye said that.
Yeah. Well, he said a number of things.
Yeah.
Well, that and the, I think he was correct about that and then the Jews, obviously. So
I'm tapping out, man.
No, that's what Kanye, it was Kanye said. I didn't say.
I got beef to deliver, man. I got a business to build. I really want to do this. I don't want to fuck this up, you know? So if I got to go back to working a W-2, that sucks, man.
I know. But that's Kanye West, obviously. Yeah, that's not us. And he's not on the program.
Today. Different dude, yeah.
I wonder. Yeah, dude. Have you ever, is there anybody out there with a lab that can test the meat for nutrient density versus like meat you would buy in a store? Because that would be a pretty interesting thing to do.
Yeah, there's, so one of the ranchers, so I consider my top two grass finishers. So the first one is Diamond Eye Cattle Co., Israel Farms, and then the second is Horseman Cattle Co.
Israel's where my shit came from today, right?
Yeah, everything in your freezer right now comes from Diamond Eye Cattle Co., okay. Israel Farms. And then, in the past you've gotten product from Horseman. Well, the hats are from Horseman. Mm. I know Horseman, his name is August Horseman. He's on Instagram, Horseman Cattle Co. I know he has sent meat off to labs, I think at Iowa State University, and has gotten some feedback on the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. I don't fully understand how these fat things work, but, the closer, to one-to-one you get with the omega-6 to omega-3, the more readily available those fats are to the human body for digestion and for actual use. I've had farmers tell me that some of these feedlot cattle, they come in at as high as 54-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3. If one-to-one's what you're supposed to be at, you're probably eating that meat and your body has no fucking clue what's hitting it. Because it's from cattle that have just corn and grain and mixed rations. And I've gone on YouTube and shit and watched videos and, you know, heard people that'll come out and say stuff. And I've even heard that some of these feedlots will go to like local grocery stores, Walmarts. They'll buy up all the day old baked goods, stuff that's probably just going to get thrown out.
Yep.
That's just calories. A cattle, if you throw that stuff in front of cows in the feedlot, they're going to eat that stuff. And I mean, fuck. We've all sat around and watched football on a Sunday. You're going to eat until someone comes and stops you, man, or run out of food. These cows will do the same thing. But that's just not that. There's no way that does not get passed on to the inline consumer, the human. Mm-hmm. So if we were doing this stuff just as recently as 60, 70, 80 years ago, then why not just transition back to it, to putting animals on, not on dirt, on soil, on living dirt with organic material in it, and then on grass, pasture land, and then out underneath the sun. I mean, the sun's natural disinfectant. You get all that UV radiation. That stuff makes for, like, I wouldn't say a sterile environment, but healthier than, you know, being under an awning or in a barn. So if you're a dude and you're a gamer or a crypto bro at the house, like, at least wake up and pull your blinds and get some sunlight in your home, you know? Don't just be sitting in there in shade and growing mold all day. So that's what these ranchers or farmers focus on is soil, grass, the sun, and then you just manage the animal properly and you can harness the best of those three components. But what was your original question? My bad.
Oh, I was just asking, when's the last time you read Anne Frank?
I'm kidding.
No, the original question is regarding these meats. Don't you think people know what's good and what's not good? Or do you think everybody's fucking stupid?
Well, the government told us since the 1950s that grain was the most important part of your diet. Grain is the most important part of poor people's diet.
Yeah.
Right? Like in Rome, they weren't throwing fruits and vegetables and meat into the crowd. They were throwing loaves of bread because it's cheap and has no fucking nutritional value. You know what I mean?
And they were trying to swap everybody over onto grains because they didn't think they would be able to afford it?
It's the same old fucking story. It's the reason that Bill Gates has purchased over 300,000 acres now of American farmland, right? Because they think they're the aristocratic class, So it comes from two angles. One, the king's deer, which I talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, the good meat belongs to us, and you poor people can eat this other bullshit. And the other part is the nanny state. It's like, we know better than you, and you're our subject, so we have to keep you fed somehow. But we're not going to spend a lot of money and time doing it, so here's some fucking crumbs. That's kind of how it goes, right? And that's why they feed these, except for, aside from just expediency, that's why they feed these animals this garbage anyways, because a one-to-one ratio omega-3 to omega-6 is good, but you're talking about orders of magnitude off of that, 25, 50 times more omega-6, which is saturated fats, right? So unsaturated fats, actually somebody in the chat commented about it. Omega-3 has a double bond that causes a kink in the lipid chain and can be broken apart easily because of that. So it can be used for energy. It also bonds better with nutrients. So I talk a lot about MCT and how if you're taking supplements and you don't take it with MCT, it doesn't introduce itself into your bloodstream at all. You're just pissing and shitting it out. Well, if you're not eating good fats, natural fats in your diet, it's the same way. You can eat a steak, a nutrient-dense steak, technically, but if it has shitty fat on it that was created through these fucking factory farm processes, you're not getting any of the fucking benefits out of it. And the vegetables you're eating along with it, you're also not getting a benefit out of that as well, because the omega-6 doesn't bond into the nutrient and into your bloodstream the same way.
Gotcha. And for you personally, with your company, do you just deliver to clients and referrals and things like that? Or are you doing big businesses at all?
No, I haven't messed with restaurants at all. A couple food trucks, I'll deliver ground beef to them. And then there's a couple meal prep businesses. There's one down in SoCal. They call themselves Crave Prep. They probably have a website as well, or a Google search would probably bring it up.
Craig?
Crave Prep, C-R-A-V-E. Oh, Crave. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, Crave. And then they're also on social media. They're on Instagram. So Crave Prep in SoCal. I think they're in Orange County.
Yep.
And then down in Southeast Florida, there's another meal prep business down there called Dinner with Dan. He has a pretty strong following on Instagram as well. I think he just calls himself The Dinner with Dan. But they exclusively source from Horseman Cattle Co. and Diamond Eye Cattle Co., Israel Farms. And so we're taking them anywhere from 2 to 4 whole animals a month. And then they're incorporating that into their meal prep. Restaurants, things of that nature, that's a whole nother beast. I don't know if I want to go down that road or not, but we're focused on feeding households.
Okay.
And then, like in SoCal, their target audience is gyms, and then like women who are pregnant or couples who are trying to get pregnant. They're trying to provide incredibly nutrient dense meals, and the source of that nutrient density being the animal meat, the animal protein and fat and organ meat, to increase fertility rates in one of the most densely populated parts of our country.
Yeah. One of the first things that happens, Mike Simpson, our buddy Mike Simpson, who's both a special
doctor, Mike Simpson,
medic and a medical doctor, talks about this all the time. One of the first things that happens to a man when they become obese is that their hormones get fucked up and their dick stops working properly, right? So if your dick don't work, obesity's probably got something to do with it. Right.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for women, right? It's like any of these, the hormones regulate your body. We think of like testosterone and estrogen, but there are dozens of hormones, right? That regulate everything going on in your body. Cortisol regulates stress, mm-hmm. stuff like that, right? When you start fucking with these things and not getting the nutrients that you need, and even when you try to supplement with shit that it's not supposed to be in your body in the first place, corn syrup's one of them, but even all the substitute sugars, sucralose, all this stuff, it tricks your body into thinking it's sugar. So it thinks it's going to process sugar when it gets in there, but it's not sugar, right? And then your body, once you introduce sugar to it again, doesn't know how to deal with it anymore. And that will make you fat, right? So if you're eating, if you're drinking like Trump, drinking 12 Diet Cokes a day, and then you eat something that's a not nutrient-rich food, which normally your body would just pass through, now your body clings onto that and it becomes fucking stored fat around your organs. So, eat natural shit is the point. Stay away from the inside part of the grocery store if you're going to shop there in the first place.
What goes on the inside there? What do we got?
Midgets.
Yeah, a lot of midgets.
There's a lot of midgets in the middle, carnival stuff.
I don't go in there.
I don't either.
I stay on the outside.
It's weird, man. It's like, remember that, what was that TV show, Carnival, on HBO? And how there was this freak shows everywhere?
It freaked me out. I couldn't watch it.
That's
what it is. That'd be a nice one. If you had a nice midget for sale, you could chop one of those up, get it out to the world. That'd be worth a lot of money, I bet.
I would not sell human meat, man.
You don't think so?
No.
There's got to be a price tag, right?
I wouldn't transport it. I wouldn't sell it. No.
Would you kill it?
No.
Well, I mean,
fuck no, man. 200K. Just work.
But 200K in cash, and they were just like, look, I want you to kill Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
Or somebody like a lookalike.
He's dead.
He's dead. Yeah. He's dead, but a lookalike.
Maybe we talk offline.
And then we'll chop up a little Troyer.
I don't think human meat would be very nutritious.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
Especially now.
Ours, maybe. Fucking yeah, ours would eating be. All this grass finished beef.
But not like the normal person.
Remember they used to, in the Old West, they used to chuck a, Chinese people used to chuck the dead people
to the pigs.
That's
how I started learning about this stuff, to be honest.
Is it really?
Wait, they started doing what?
They would throw dead people into just in
feed
the pigs.
Feed them to the pigs.
Because they couldn't afford funerals or caskets and all that stuff.
And it'll hide everything.
Bricktop did that too in Snatch.
Oh, really?
The movie Snatch.
That's where they got it from. That's all they used to do. So nothing's if you died new. In that town, they were like, hey. Yeah. Tough shit, man.
Pigs
we're
will eat anyway.
With
they
the
don't
pigs.
Give a fuck.
Yeah, they will.
So, is that a good way to get rid of a body if we threw a midget out to a group of pigs?
Any size person, I would imagine. Yeah.
You could find a good compost pile. It would.
That would do it.
Probably, I would assume.
I just want to know. I'm not. I haven't murdered. I want to make that clear for the audience. I haven't murdered anybody yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you got a ways to go.
If it happens, and you're like, oh shit,
you better have a plan.
Yeah,
fucking Marty Bird.
Is pigs a good one?
You don't want to be that morning searching Google for how to get rid of a body. Who was that dude that was like searching Google for how to get rid of after
Holy
you murdered his wife?
Shit, dude. It was Lacey Peterson, I think. Right?
No, that wasn't him.
Jesse, was it? Did you guys do that case yet? Did you do Scott Peterson? Not yet. Okay.
It's so many people ever in this country.
It was some dick that was in court like 2 months
poor
ago.
We preparation. Were talking.
Yeah. How do I get rid of a body? What's the best way if I'm going to feed it to animals?
1883, man. Just figure out how they used to do it on. Yeah.
Well, they just leave the bodies. That was it. They left them out on the Oregon Trail.
Well,
it
no,
decomposes.
It
decomposes. I did. So last week, it was last week. I was sitting on a ton of excess bones. So when we slaughter these animals, we try to do nose to tail. So we try to get somewhere between like 78% to 85% efficiency off these animals. Most people go into these processors are getting like 60% to 65% efficiency, but we are trying to get all the bones, all the organs, the offal, if you will.
Yeah. But you would think that would be getting more popular now with the rise in popularity of bone broth and how it's so easy to make too.
It is, like, yeah.
And it's way cheaper. You could make a massive amount off of one animal, the bones and offal, then it would cost, it's like $7 for a little jar of it in the fucking store.
The stuff sold at the store, I mean, you're paying for all the marketing, the labels, the packaging, and it's great stuff. It serves its purpose. I try to get all the bones, because if I show up at a customer's house and you know, I'm learning about them and they want to make their own bone broth. Well, here, I've got all these extra bones, just cover my costs on them. You know, I don't need to make money on that stuff. That's just put it to use. The bones are incredibly nutrient dense. And you can, there's a woman, Sally Fallon, Weston A. Price Foundation. She wrote a book probably a couple decades ago, Nourishing Traditions. And she's got a great recipe in there. And she essentially advises people use those bones up to 3 times and you can extract maximum nutrition out of them and then put it to use just drinking broth or using it as soup stock. But anyways, what I was saying is I piled up too many bones and I had a full chest freezer full of bones. Well, you don't just got to throw them in the dumpster. Take them out to a compost pile somewhere and then all those bones, they'll break down probably into calcium and other natural elements and work their way back.
Why can't you just chuck them in a dumpster?
I mean, would you put a dead body in a dumpster, Ross?
Yes, fuck. That's how he wants to die.
Well, yeah. I don't. It's not
that's
how
that's
I.
That's exactly
how
I told him. He said, "When I die, I want to be thrown in a dumpster."
I don't care. I'm just saying, a dead body is essentially garbage. So just throw me. You don't need to fucking have a funeral and spend $6,000 on a box to put me in the ground. Just throw me in the fucking dumpster, dude.
We have one out
say
back.
Say the eulogy be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got one out back. And we come once
don't
a week.
Don't waste a lot of time. I didn't take my life seriously, so I'm damn sure not going to take my death seriously. You know what I mean?
I have a compost pile we can put
there
you
we go.
In. Yeah. It's all probably right. We're all in.
Fucking
up,
done. So. I'll put it in my will.
Yeah. But
you can put them to use. Yeah.
You can't just throw bones in the dumpster?
I'm sure you can. I would imagine. I think most of the processing facilities, they have someone that comes along and they take up all the scrap materials, all the hides, the tails, the heads, the skulls, the bones. But I would imagine you could just toss them in a dumpster. It'd be just like kitchen scrap. I mean,
yeah,
no one's
it would,
going
but there's
through
a ton
it.
Of cows. That would fuck the dumpster up. Like if it got if it was moist in there from the marrow or just rain or whatever the fuck, the calcium starts breaking down in there. It's gonna that dumpster's gonna rot the fuck out.
It'd be some gnarly bone broth.
It would fucking stink, dude.
A lot of iron in that bone broth, brother. Iron and paint.
Get some vitamins, brother.
You can put that in the middle aisles of the grocery store.
Oh yeah. People, if you just put a smiley face in the fucking front of that package, somebody will buy it.
That's all.
We'll be at Hogan's Hangout. We'll be at Hogan's Hangout on Friday night in Tampa.
Yeah, he's got a bar. Yeah,
you know Terry Bollea. Are you on a first name basis with Hulk Hogan? Should call him Terry,
but everyone knows his name is Terry.
No, it sounds like you guys are homies in real life.
I don't know, man. I was Jake the Snake growing up, so
Terry. Yeah, but you got a Woody Harrelson look. You look a lot like Woody Harrelson. It's freaking me out, to be honest.
I'm trying to go for Matthew McConaughey, but no one fucking believes me, man. Well,
so. Yeah, you need some hair for that.
You're close.
You do. You really need
one strand.
Woody Harrelson, you can just be kind of melancholy and just go about your life.
If you really wanted to lean into it, you'd definitely have to start smoking weed because that dude's high all the time.
And making some really strong political statements.
Well, on Saturday Night Live, he was like, hey, this was all bullshit.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, oh, shit. We didn't know.
Waiting around on COVID.
Everybody
man.
Thought Woody was too high to fucking do anything. And then he shows up and he's like, I'm pretty high, but.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I like
that's
that
what's
dude,
gonna
though.
Happen.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah.
We showed a video of him yesterday. Actually, they're trying to bring tax incentives for filming down here. So that'd be rad.
Yep.
When you said nose to tail, are you actually using the nose and tails in these meats?
No, I don't know where the phrase comes from. I heard that phrase as I started to learn about the regenerative grazing things, and also started to eat nose to tail myself. But no, we don't do anything with the nose. The nose probably gets discarded with the skull or the head. The tail, yeah, we do capture the oxtail. And when I sell quarter beeves or half beeves, you know, if I'm doing quarters, one customer is going to get an oxtail, one customer is going to get a tongue, one customer is going to get a heart, the other is going to get the liver. When we do half beeves, you know, you get the full oxtail and probably the tongue.
You probably had oxtail before, though, like a braised oxtail.
I've had oxtail before.
Over like risotto or something. That's a pretty common dish in new American places.
Yeah, but I didn't know if I could call you and just order like 48 noses and be like, hey, you're going to dance?
Oh, dude.
What? Just put it in the bag.
They
put it in a Ziploc bag.
They do it with pigs. Yeah. Snouts are pretty popular. With,
just put, could probably get you a pig snout. Yeah.
Snout me up, dude.
Yeah.
You can pickle snout me up, bro.
You can pickle. Are you?
Because Dan gave me your number, so I'm just. If you get a text from me late at night that just says "snout me up, bro," I just want 48.
It's just
snouts.
A picture of a cow's nose and a question mark.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's an emoji on our Apple phones because people are getting snouted up all over America.
I'll respond to you tomorrow.
I can respond immediately. I'm ordering 48.
No, it's costing you a day. for your insolence.
I'm gonna have to figure out what the fuck that meant, man.
You're gonna have to snout me up, dog.
I'm saying on this side of the table.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're gonna have to dissect this for
yeah. What are you doing with
48
cow noses in the first place?
Just eating them, just throwing them on the back grill. I got my wife.
It's probably mostly cartilage, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
a cow's
probably.
Nose. That's yeah. You don't want to eat that.
I got my wife soup. A Blackstone for Christmas, a hibachi
top,
grill. Yeah, so we can hibachi that shit up.
Yeah, cook but it's
it.
Mostly
it
cartilage. You can't eat cartilage.
Then slice it.
I don't know, man. There was a new Panda Express that opened by our house, and I'm pretty sure they're not using real meat at all. It's just snouts.
Yeah, that's probably where all the snouts go.
Well, it's most, snouts up
it's
in
mostly
Panda
chicken
Express.
There, right?
More live pandas. You know.
Yeah, but they slaughter them on the premises, so you know that's fresh.
They do. They definitely do.
You can, if you ever hear screaming in the back of a Panda Express, they strangle the panda first.
You have to with piano wire.
Yeah.
I would be slaughtering those in a 2012 Honda Odyssey, maybe.
Just driving them over.
It's real specific, dude.
I'm not touching a panda bear. No palm oil. I don't want anything to do with that, man. This is grass finished beef.
Palm oil is pretty popular, bison. Too, and it's not terribly good for you.
Probably not, yeah.
It's in those Lindor truffles.
Mm-hmm.
That's palm oil. That's why it's... tastes cool in the middle, but that shit is basically
good.
Poison.
I don't care. I'll eat the shit out of it, man. Anything with truffles, I'm all in. God damn. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
You're not a truffle guy?
It's like shrooms you put on pizza, right?
Well, they're very expensive.
Okay.
Obviously. You ever watch that doc on where they find them?
What, pig?
No, truffles. Yeah, pigs are everywhere.
Have you seen that movie Pig, that Nicolas Cage movie?
No.
Oh, you got to watch it. You'd like it. It's okay. So fucking weird. It turned out way better than I thought. I mean, it was weird as fuck.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty good movie.
All right. I'm gonna check that out. Yeah. I'll YouTube or something, watch the trailer first. Mm-hmm.
But the truffles are like fucking, what is it? Jesse, actually, do you have a mic? Grab it.
You're talking about the dessert truffle, though, right?
Not no. The ones that go on everything.
The fungus, what? Okay.
Hey, you watched that doc with me on Netflix with the truffles. It was some crazy fucking story where they have this party every year, and then they go to this weird part of Italy to get the goddamn truffles. And they're like $100 per shaving.
Paul Stamets?
Foraging truffle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much about it? Why are those things so goddamn expensive?
They're hard to find.
They're hard to find, and they're scarce and seasonal, and, you know,
I think
it costs
he could do
a lot for a tiny bit, so they just shave what?
Yeah. I think he could do it.
And there's something just weird
him
about
himself yeah. instead of the special pigs that they use to.
I don't think those are
well, he
necessary.
Does source Iberico pig as well.
Do you really?
Yeah, so Iberico pig is essentially the Wagyu of pork, right? And it's characterized by being finished with acorn, so it gets like a lot of extra natural fat, not like corn or anything like that, but extra natural fat from nut fat from acorns, mm-hmm. and also a little bit of sweetness from that as well. It's really fucking good.
I think you still have some of it.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of.
Okay, I get these out of Northeast Missouri. There's a grass farm up there called Cope Grass Farms. I think it's a father-daughter couple as well, and I'll buy pigs off of them from time to time, and sell half or whole pig, or just sell by the cut.
I've got like a 30-pound shoulder. Yeah, still.
You bought a shoulder and a leg.
And a leg,
I think.
Yeah. I'm gonna cure that shoulder into like probably prosciutto.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 18 months.
There's another dude out west. He's out west in Fresno. He bought the other leg and shoulder, and he's. I need to check in with him. See what he's.
It's good for everything. I mean, you could just cut a hunk off of that thing and fucking smoke it, or cut slices off and pan fry it. It's so good. It's the best shit ever.
It's good meat. Yeah. So we keep. So I don't do bacon when I do those pigs. When you start doing bacon, you get into the cures, and then you get weird ingredients. And then I show up to someone's house to sell them bacon, and they're allergic to an ingredient, and then I'm driving it home with it, you know? So I just get the pork belly, and then anyone and everyone can buy the pork belly. They can thin slice it on a cutting board with a sharp knife, and you can just – I mean, you could probably cure and make your own bacon at the house.
Oh, it's so easy, yeah. It's like so raw pork belly, you brine it for – 5 to 12 days depending on your recipe, and then you smoke it for about 6 hours, and then you just fucking slice it, and then you fry it whenever you feel like. I mean, it's the easiest shit in the world to make, to
yeah
be honest.
Yeah, it is. It's easy, it's better eating, you're gonna feel better afterwards.
And there's so many, if you buy bacon and packaged bacon from a grocery store, there's so many nitrates in that shit, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm probably the worst on that list. I buy the one in the box that's pre-cooked, and then I recook it again in the microwave.
Well, technically, bacon. Any bacon you
don't
buy from the store,
it, just eat it.
No, I know, but I don't like it cold. Well, so I heat it up a little bit.
Any bacon you buy from the store is already smoked, so you could eat it like that.
Yeah, you could
if you wanted to.
I just don't. I like it hot.
Some like it hot.
I know.
What do you eat though, man? Or do you eat a? Because you haven't bought beef from me yet, or directly.
I haven't bought beef from you yet.
I'll deliver to your house. I don't.
I was told I wasn't allowed to.
No.
Okay.
You're fucking with these guys.
No, I told them that there was an extra quarter available.
You're like, go to HEB. Yeah. I have beef back here, man. I got that Magellan cooler back there is full of beef and bison. I brought it out because it was just going to sit in the van.
You didn't say you had bison.
Just a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
You got bison? I'll take the bison.
No, yeah, I'll dude. Take the bison.
I'll take the bison.
You can
bison,
wait
man.
Outside while we do our transaction.
It's fine, dude.
I don't even want you to look at the bison I'm going to eat. That makes me feel poor that
I'm
you're looking
go
at my
stare at. Oh, is it in the trunk of your car?
No, it's
he'll
right
post
there.
On Instagram, man. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
You can look at it. I've got it here in the back. I'll
send you a picture of it after I digest it.
Isn't that cooler over there?
That Magellan, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Can you pull it out and show it on screen?
Yeah, grab a couple of the fucking cuts.
Yeah, let's see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's paper wrapped. It's frozen.
Jake, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. So I got to do those real quick. First and foremost is our title sponsor, GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. 50% off, half off the bundle package right now. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. The most popular version is the Split King. Comes with two remote controls instead of one, but you can still go upsie downsie all aroundsies. But you control your own side of the bed. You control your own destiny there at GhostBed.com. Or you can just get the other one. I've got the other one. This didn't come out until well after I had mine. But it's the most popular version. So get it out there. 50% off mattress, adjustable base combined together. If you just want the mattress or some sheets or a weighted blanket or the cover, you can pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout and you're going to get 40% off there. Everything in the entire store, 40% off. Plus, if you get a mattress, you're going to get two free luxury pillows with that. Still 40% off. Still 40% off. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. And if you check that box, all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. And you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20 to $25 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got blackbuffalo.com. If you're 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, check out the award-winning tobacco alternative, Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't. No compromise. Long cut and pouches made from edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, both with and without pharmaceutical grade nicotine. Black Buffalo comes in classic flavors like wintergreen. There it is, Ross. Mint, straight peach, and even blood orange. Their pouches have won multiple awards from industry publications. They're Black Buffalo's best performing products. All products are proudly made in the USA exclusively for 21 years and up adult consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo sells their products online and ships directly to your front door at blackbuffalo.com. You can use the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 20% off your first order at blackbuffalo.com. That promo code is DRINKINBROS for 20% off your first order. Black Buffalo also sells their products in thousands of retailers across the United States. So check their store locator to find a location near you. I love the Circle K. It's right down the street from my house. They got it there. Or you can just go to blackbuffalo.com, pop in the promo code Drinking Bros, and get 20% off and have it shipped to your doorstep. That's up to you. Honor your rituals with Black Buffalo. Warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. We're in over 200 stores in Florida and Tennessee. We're in every single Total Wines there. I think we're only missing one, actually, from the Panhandle. Tallahassee, maybe, up there in Florida. But otherwise, you can go into every single Total Wines in Tennessee and Florida. We got three new states opening up soon in July. Looking forward to that as well and extending that relationship with those guys. But you can also go to the store locator as well. You can go to blackbuffalo.com or hardafseltzers.com. Check out the store locator. Type in your zip code or city, and it'll take you to the nearest location in Tennessee or Florida. We're updating the Florida one as we speak because we got some more stores there. Or if you're heading out to the ballparks this summer, maybe you're going to a Miami Marlins game, a Tampa Bay Rays game, or a Tampa Bay Rowdies game, watch some soccer. We're in those stadiums as well. We're a very sexy sponsor of all those teams. Dingits. Plus, let's face it, you're buying an 8% seltzer in a stadium, you just get fucking rocked. It's not like you're drinking a 4% Bud Light, for Christ's sakes. You're drinking 8. Damn it. Now, if you don't live in Tennessee or Florida, we'll ship right to your doorstep. Just go to hardafseltzer.com. We ship to over 40 states currently. And some of the zip codes are wonky. If you live out in the fucking woods, there's nothing we can really do about it. Sorry about it. But we ship by the case or two. And if you order two cases, you get $10 off in shipping. Support us, support the show, and support your drinking habit. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Sponsor-wise, does it get any better than HelloFresh? Hello! HelloFresh! I see you! I've been eating them with my wife for, man, I want to say 3 to 4 years now. We have it Monday through Thursday, maybe Friday, depending upon what the kids want to do. But it is the freshest ingredients you can get delivered right to your doorstep. And it's even cold. It's even chilled for you. So you can pop it right out of the box and into the fridge. Look, kids, if you're like me and you're going to the grocery store a few times a week and you're noticing that bill creeping up into triple digits, it's because you're trying to buy fresh food for your family. It's not sweet. However, HelloFresh makes it a lot easier by doing it for you. These are fresh meals with unbelievably fresh ingredients that get shipped right to your house with a little tiny card that tells you how to cook it. Some meals you can even do in like 15 minutes. Some of the steaks a little longer. But I'm not kidding, kids. I've had it Monday through Thursday or Friday for pretty much the last 3 or 4 years of my life. I'm a gigantic fan of them, but I never got a savings like this. This is HelloFresh.com/DrinkinBros16, where you use the code DrinkinBros16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. I'm going to say that one more time because you're getting 16 free meals here. Nobody can offer you that. Not in podcasts and certainly not in life. How they're doing it, I'm not sure. But good on them. I love the food. It's the best in the biz. And right now you can get 16 free meals by going to HelloFresh.com/DrinkinBros16 and use the code DrinkinBros16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Gigantic fan of these guys. There's a reason why HelloFresh's tagline is America's number one meal kit. It's because they are. If saving more and spending less is one of your top goals for 2023, why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for your phone bill? Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year as the first company to sell premium wireless service online only. Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save you a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. I saw the commercials with Ryan Reynolds and I was like, I'll give it a go. My service sucks here anyways with AT&T, so I switched. It's been pretty easy over there. For people looking for extra savings this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month by going online only and eliminating the traditional cost of retail. Mint Mobile passes significant savings to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and switch easily in minutes with eSIM. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless service plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/drinkingbros. That is mintmobile.com/drinkingbros. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/drinkingbros. Day. Go ahead. I just had a curiosity because I want to see how this comes. I've never bought from a personal meat man at my house before.
That's what I call them. Personal meat man.
I was going to say, who wasn't a homosexual male, because those I've had ordered to my house, but not this. I'm just curious how this gets delivered to you. Will you just pop it right in the fucking cooler, freezer?
Yeah, I've got a deep freezer, and I have, so my deep freezer is about 70% full. There's probably, if I had to guess, 250 pounds of meat in there. And then I have both of the freezers, the freezer in my laundry room where I keep all my booze and drinks and shit. Mm-hmm. And then the freezer in my kitchen is also full of meat.
Oh, gotcha.
I've got like 400 pounds of meat probably.
So you don't need that bison then. I'll take that. He's got 400 pounds of meat, he says. So
I've actually got a bunch of these still, the chuck steaks.
These are amazing, by the way.
Yeah, but this is like how it comes from the processor, right?
Uh-huh.
So this isn't like, you might see some stuff like this in a butcher shop.
Yes.
Not in a regular store, but you'll see this in a butcher shop. You'll see this in a butcher shop as well. This is just what it looks like when it comes straight from the processor.
So is that, do you freeze dry and all that stuff and put it in the packaging
Flash
too?
Flash freeze.
Yeah, so it gets frozen at the processing facility. So it'll stay there and get a hard freeze on it for 72 hours, and then I'll pick it up. And I try to just pick up at the processing facility and hit the road, stop and get dry ice, or if I'm in the Sprinter van that has the Thermo King on it,
okay,
that's got the freezer unit. Right now I'm in the minivan, so I'm using dry ice, but I'll top off with dry ice. You just put the dry ice in a plastic bag, put the plastic bag in a brown paper bag, and then it doesn't affect your meat. And I'll put this in a cooler, run the AC in the minivan at 57, and it holds pretty well. I mean, I left yesterday. I left Missouri, Southwest Missouri, around noon yesterday, 11 a.m., drove all the way down here, crashed at a rest area. I did a couple deliveries last night, crashed at a rest area. It held the freeze through the night. The dry ice is still solid in the cooler.
Yeah, it was still smoking when you pull it out this morning.
No
yeah.
shit. So, okay, yeah. So hold up that that first one there.
The bison?
Yeah.
The chuck steak?
So how many pounds is that? Yeah, show that in the camera. And then how much would that cost somebody?
So I bet this is, that's like probably 3 to 4 pounds.
Yeah, that's.
What do you think?
Well, frozen, but yeah.
There's raw, two chuck steaks in there.
Yeah. So yeah. Chuck steak is about, it could be 4.5.
Yeah.
Maybe 5, depends on how big the steaks are and the bones and everything.
And how much would that be? How much does that run somebody?
Bison chuck steaks, I'm doing $20 a pound retail.
Okay.
But I mean.
So you're probably looking at 80 then for that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's going to feed a family of 5 to 6 people. But I'm also.
Or one me.
Right.
Yeah. Because yeah.
Danny eats about Dan. 7 yeah. pounds per night.
Yeah. Joel was being a little bitch. I made a roast yesterday and I'm like pulling meat out. So I use double the amount of meat in my roast recipe because I'm not a pussy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I'm pulling meat out and he's just staring at me and goes, man, that's a lot of meat. I'm like, fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah.
And I finished before he did.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
just sitting over there playing with it like, oh, look, food.
Well, Joel's from Ohio.
Let's get him some ground beef. He'll yeah. do well on ground beef.
Yeah. Well, I've got a bunch. So.
Yeah. Hey, do you ever deal with gout in your feet?
No.
All right, I had a dude ask me today if I ever deal with gout just from eating so much meat.
No, I eat a lot of fiber, too. But if you don't okay. eat a lot of fiber, you can get gout. Also, high-protein diets have been linked. There's a couple of German studies that show high-protein diets linked to early prostate cancer, but only if you don't eat a lot of fiber, right? Fiber binds to the broken-down meat and turns it into poo. Like, it's a binding agent. It's almost like putting flour and something to bind it together, right?
Okay.
It's the same thing. So if you don't have the right amount of fiber in your body, you're going to have a problem.
But how are you getting fiber? Fruit?
Yeah, so I take fiber supplements.
Okay.
But it's microfactors.
Yeah, that's one of them, and I take another one as well.
firstform.com/drinkingbros.
One too. Of them is a scoop, and it's like ground up ginger and apple core and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it's freeze dried, so just put it in a shake every morning.
Huh.
And then for me, I just suck off a bunch of dudes. And
no,
I just, I do. Dude. That's protein, bro. And I just try that. I'm not gay.
There's not that much protein.
It's just for protein.
Yeah.
Now, the second one there in the plastic, hold one of those up. What is that right
Is
now?
That a tenderloin?
And forget about me sucking off dudes.
Oh, well, that's kind of shaped like it, dude. I forgot about it.
You'll remember it later.
So this is ground beef. I'm kind of down to slim pickings because I've done all my deliveries on this trip.
Okay.
Trying to beat the heat. It's hot out, you know.
Yeah.
So this is just our 80-20 ground beef. And then the last piece here is that's just a big chunk of beef liver.
So that's a nice chunk.
All hell, Liver King. God bless that guy, man.
Yeah, dude. He was supposed to be on the show, and then he was not amped that we did a steroid cocktail reveal.
He put this shit on the map, though.
Did he really?
I mean, the dude, like, single-handedly said, like, hey, fucking eat organs. And I get it. He was on steroids and all that stuff, but... I mean, he helped people realize that, okay, there's actually some value to the organ meats. So
I usually buy
the ancestral blend.
Ancestral blend from you, which is ancestral blend is like part ground beef and then part ground organs. But there aren't a whole lot of people that can make it because he was explaining it to me earlier.
You got to have the equipment.
Yeah, there's
it.
A special kind of equipment because of how like slippery and shit.
Texture
they are.
The organs.
Okay.
But what we'll do is we'll take 80 pounds of ground beef. So 80 pounds of like an 85-15 or 80-20 ground beef. And then for every 80 pounds of that ground beef, muscle, meat, and fat, we'll add 20 pounds of liver, kidney, and heart. And then we call it ancestral blend. There's other companies selling ground beef and organ mix that call it other stuff. But we just call it ancestral blend. And it's, I mean, you can eat this much liver. I personally wouldn't. I would make like a pate and have it for dipping carrots and cucumbers and stuff.
I mean, liver and onions is pretty good, but that's a small amount. That's like, you're talking about 3 to 5 ounces tops.
Yeah, yeah.
Of that. So.
Yeah. You wouldn't eat all this in one setting. Obviously, this dude, the Liver King dude, in his Instagram videos, he's like, he shows that he's eating that much, but there's no way he's eating that much.
That'd be intense. What do you do? Chop that up with a lawnmower blade?
No, man.
No, just with the edge of your hand.
Okay.
Knife hand.
No, right through. The weed eater, Ross. The weed eater.
I don't know, man. I don't know how what kind of a workout you want to get.
Not much.
With that ground beef, how much is that for a normal person if they were going to buy that off you?
A pound and a half of that?
Mm-hmm.
Retail price is $9, but the minute people start buying in bulk, I start knocking percentages off, 5, 10, 15, 20%. So the more people are willing to commit to what we're doing and buy more product, fill up a chest freezer, the better the price we're willing and able to give them. So we literally come straight to the house. So it's, I guess, what people would call white glove service.
So for comparison, at the local HEB here, it's $10.71 for 2 pounds of ground beef. And that's so, $9 for a pound and a half, right? So you're in the ballpark, but this is actual quality meat, not garbage.
Yeah, if we legitimately had labs on this stuff, and we will in time, we're just kind of bootstrapping the business, myself and the ranchers. There is a ranch out in the Northwest. I want to say they're in Wyoming. They're called Carter Country Meats. They've actually done a really good job of procuring lab results, and they'll show some of their like the actual quantitative data behind what the meat is. Mm-hmm. And in time we'll have that. But I mean, when you talk about, like, you can talk about calories per dollar, but when you talk about actual nutrition content per dollar, this stuff is going to blow the grocery store bought stuff.
HEB's grass-fed version, which is essentially what this is, but who knows if this is really grass-fed or not, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is $7.27 a pound. So it's more expensive than this.
Not $9 a pound on this.
Oh, it's $9 a pound. Sorry. So it's close. Yeah.
But I will go as low as $7.20 a pound if a person's buying upwards of $100 worth of meat and filling up a chest freezer. Cause all that's doing is it's reducing the number of times that I got to drive out there to someone's home. So
for gas and all that other stuff,
gas and time. Yeah. Right. So, and we want to move product. Like we want to, I mean, I don't have a bug out bag, man, but like, let's be real. And when COVID kicked off, for most of us, that was the first time that we were ever like, oh, fuck, there's no meat at the grocery store. And
yeah, it was a weird time.
Yeah.
I remember buying a lot of like frozen foods and shit like that because that's all that was left.
Yeah.
And then it stayed in the freezer because eventually it caught back up. But yeah, it was strange. It was a strange time.
Yeah. And I've gathered that most of what that had to do with was the processing facilities just being centralized and people couldn't get their meat processed in a timely fashion. Probably those supply chain logistics are worked out by now, or maybe not.
Who knows?
I don't trust anybody except for myself.
Yeah. So. At this point, who fucking knows if it was actually real or not?
Yeah.
I know they had a hard time getting a mask on the cows. And so that slowed the process down.
Especially
a lot.
The baby cows. They wouldn't keep them on.
Yeah. They kept tearing at them, kind of hoofing them off.
That's how you slow the spread, fucking mask up the cows.
So the cows were masked up, and then they had to test them a lot.
Vaxxed and boosted.
Yeah.
Nonstop, just anal probe.
I think it was still the through the nasal.
Well, no, China was using the anal probe though. Remember that? That was a real thing. I swear to God, I thought that was a Babylon Bee article at first.
So did I.
For like 2 weeks, I'm like, that's not real. And then people kept sending it to me. I'm like, stop sending me this. It's not real. Then I looked into it, and China was. It's like immigrants that were coming to China or people on visas. Maybe to humiliate them or something. Or there's some maybe the guy who's in charge of Health and Human Services in China was just like really into buttholes.
It's a fetish.
I want every butthole checked right now.
Yeah. There's a bunch of fetishes like that. So is throwing, wet meat down, raw meat on the bed. I don't know if you've ever been asked to do that, but anybody ever order, 80 pounds of meat and just say, no, skip the freezer, just throw it on the bed.
Yeah, I'm here to cuddle you.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, dude, throw the meat on the bed. I don't even care about the savings. You can keep the extra 20 cents a pound. I'm just here to fuck.
I've had close calls, but not of that variety, man.
You always wonder.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be going door to
door.
Like
this isn't 1957 vacuum cleaners door to door. It's like 2023.
No, I understand.
People are getting weirder and weirder now. So you said you had some close calls. Do you want to talk about those close calls?
Yeah, show me your back door, man.
Because there's got to be some weird shit that happens dealing with people individually.
And meats.
I don't know. I'll say this. So probably I would imagine there's a certain amount of vetting that goes on before people have me come out to their home to deliver and then vice versa. Most people are finding me through, there's a dude out in Southern Cal, BK. He's got a podcast too. Actually, BK is how Jillian or Gigi connected us.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's got a podcast, BK Actual. And so most of his followers find us through, find me through Instagram, through his page or whatever. So there's probably some vetting that goes on there. And then I'm typically able to take a quick look and see who it is I'm delivering to. So I don't just show up there completely surprised. I don't think I've had any close calls with customers. I've had.
But what about women? Because women are into good food. And that happens a lot where it's just like, hey, dude, the meat guy's here. They know they're going to have a delicious meal. Maybe they want a polite boning.
You've watched too much scripted pornography.
It's not scripted, okay? These are amateurs in trailer parks.
The milkman, the pizza guy,
these are amateurs. Trailer parks.
You, what? I don't think I've delivered. I've delivered to one trailer park.
There you go. I knew it. You son of a bitch.
It was an RV park, though.
It was an RV park. Yeah.
Somebody in a fucking $200,000 RV,
clamping it up.
It was a dude and his wife and their child. They wanted to fill up a chest freezer in their RV and
before they went on the road. That's actually a good idea.
They were traveling nurses. Yeah. One was a traveling nurse. One had just like an analyst job, IT stuff, and they wanted to fill up a chest freezer. The people that want this product, they want to fucking eat healthy. It's the same person time after time. They don't want to eat seed oils. They don't want fucking simple sugars and corn syrup and grains and all this bullshit carbohydrate. They want nutrient dense healthy meat. A lot of them want to eat once or twice a day max, and so they want to eat this product that will fill them up and satiate them.
Well, you only eat once a day typically.
I do, yeah. I've only had usually for the last 20 something years, I eat one meal a day. It's usually high protein. Same thing. So that I understand completely. Yeah. But I was always treated like my doctors and everything else were like, why do you do this? This is fucking crazy. And it felt like it was an overnight switch where they were like, you've got to do intermittent fasting and all this other bullshit. And I was like, and I've been doing that for fucking years.
There's always some dumb fad.
It wasn't a diet thing or anything that I had read. It was just being busy throughout the day.
I mean, you should eat when you're hungry.
Right. And so when I'm hungry is like 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I'll have a huge meal and then that's kind of it for the night.
I just think about how like a couple hundred years ago, how people would have behaved. People weren't sitting around on the couch eating all day or whatever And they damn sure weren't eating five small meals a day. That's dumb. They were probably having a snack in the morning before they set out to work and then like something 500-600 calories. And then they probably ate 1500 calories at night probably.
Something
like that.
And there was a project where I had to eat six small meals a day for this movie, and it was a bitch, especially because I was not used to it at all.
He's an actor.
A guy who's done one meal every day for like 25 years, and then they're like, oh hey, by the way, this is how to and I'm like, what? And then they were like, yeah, you gotta, you know, start your first meal at like six, and then you have to have a snack, and then you have to have this other meal and this other meal and this other meal. And I was like, holy shit, I felt so full throughout the day that I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable.
I don't know.
Luckily, it was only a couple months.
On the lean side is one thing, and then on the like the rock eating fucking six, seven times a day to get 12,000 to 15,000 calories when he's bulking.
There's
no fucking way. That's miserable.
Miserable.
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
And it was the same meals every day. I'll never forget it. It was this salad with kind of like an oil and vinegar, but you had to shake it together, and it was in this, I don't know, little fucking thing about this size. And that's all you could have dressing wise on the salad. You had to eat three of those a day. So three of those in between, and then the chicken, the amount of goddamn chicken. And they were like, just carry it around in a little Ziploc bag all day long with you and just snack on it. I love chicken, and it made me hate chicken.
It's bad science, by the way. There are all these lean meat diets these days. If you're not getting the right kind of animal fat in your fucking diet, you're not absorbing any of the nutrients. You may lean out, but you're going to fucking be – that's why Americans are so goddamn stupid. Like, we're obese and malnourished at the same time. How do you do that? How could you possibly accomplish that?
Well,
we've screwed the pooch on health.
I was going to say, but it goes back to what you said. If you look back 70 years ago, we didn't have any of this shit.
Well, we had all of it. The government just decided to streamline things.
But I'm talking about, like, you didn't have, you know, 58 bags of chips. You didn't have... Oh, yeah. 19 ice creams that were in your face.
If you look
all
in the early, from the early to the late 1940s is where it started. Mm-hmm. And you start seeing all these weird fucking recipes and lifestyle magazines and shit, like how to make this gelatin mix with hot dogs in it and stuff like that. Are you fucking kidding me? Go eat a steak, motherfucker.
Right.
What is wrong with you? Why are we trying to fix food that we've been eating for two goddamn million years?
Is the cooking show that's public knowledge?
Yeah.
What cooking show?
The one that Joel and I are doing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's mostly just filming. I don't even care about making it into anything big or making money off it or anything. I just want men to understand how easy it is to eat good food. Mm-hmm. It's super easy.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I made a roast and I made French bread from scratch, and it took me a total of about 45 minutes. If you can't find half an hour to an hour to prepare your food for the day, you may want to loosen up your fucking schedule.
Yeah. I actually have a counterpoint here that disproves everything you said.
Sure, go ahead.
A scientist tweeted this the other day. Processed food was literally designed for you to eat. Organic is just some crap they found on the ground somewhere.
Now, what university did Furby Hancock go to?
Yeah, that is the username Furby Hancock on Twitter.
Look at the early years of his Wikipedia, man.
I believe he's...
What does his snout look like?
Oxford. He's done a couple fellowships at Harvard. So
fuck yes.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have any snouts on you, or is that... I want to snout it up with you, dude.
I'm about to have your snout, Ross.
You're not going to do that. I'm going to order so much. I'm going
to
order so much goddamn meat and have you throw it on the bed later, dude.
I'm going to deliver you trachea.
We're
going to
relax and watch the Celtics lose tonight,
we're
okay?
Chill out, man.
Just two homies in a bed full of meat, dude. Wet meats on the bed, just watching. Watching the NBA like bros, you know?
Kobe Bryant better be playing, dude.
R.I.P.
Fucking Kobe.
Yeah,
man.
Well, the Asian girl's going to be there. She's going to be painted up like Kobe Bryant tonight. So
start with ground beef, bro. Just ground beef. Start with a quarter beef. And we'll get you a chest freezer full. And all you got to do is every morning you just come out, you grab a cut of meat. And I tell
dudes.
Throw
it on the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just have it ready. I tell dudes, when you put your quarter beef in your chest freezer, no rhyme or reason. Just mix it up, man. Mm. Because that way you're forced to eat something different every day. And you learn how to cook all the different cuts.
That's what I do on the weekend. I'll look at the top of my freezer and see what's there and just plan out my meals for the week typically.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's rad.
It's all the shit our dads and grandpas were doing, man. They all had chest freezers. They weren't fucking going to the grocery store every day.
No, they weren't.
The chest freezer was full, man.
Yeah.
If they were going to the grocery store, take a break from the old lady and buy a pack of smokes or something.
Buy a pack of smokes. Well, after you beat her,
and
obviously.
Then sometimes don't come back at all.
Exactly.
Right? Depends on what the kid situation is.
Exactly.
Just stay out there.
You give her a rap on the beak, go out and grab some smokes, and leave your kids. You know, abandon them.
This business is done.
You got to abandon your children after giving your wife a rap on the beak.
There's thousands of assholes like us, and we're the only ones. Like, hippies aren't buying this shit.
Tons.
You don't have to worry about that. They're still drinking matcha lattes.
Yeah, this is Andrew Tate-approved beef.
They
right
do it
here.
In Asia.
Andrew Tate would be eating this beef raw right now.
Fuck yeah. He's probably... You've got a sticker of his head on there.
You can see
Andrew Tate-approved.
You can see people getting trafficked in the background.
Yep, just Romanian 16-year-olds just getting trafficked, doing acrobatics.
He's a real good dude.
Yeah, he's fine.
Everybody
I think
knows
he's
it.
Out.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows. Yeah. He's fine.
Well, he's out of jail right now, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I think he's on house arrest right now. Is that right?
In Romania?
Shit. Yeah.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah. He's got weird eyes. Like he's got one of them is pointed
head,
in the wrong
yeah.
direction. He looks like a cartoon character, kind of, doesn't he?
Yeah, I didn't know much about him until recently. There's a dude that I follow on Instagram that posted about him a bit.
What's his name?
Elias
Sports Bureau.
Bet Elias. B-E-T Elias. E-L-I-A-S. He posted about him. He's got... I can't remember the back part of his handle, but I bet if you type that in, it'll come up. But yeah, I don't know a whole lot about Andrew Tate or where he grew up or anything. I just heard about him about the Greta Thunberg stuff. But I don't know, man. In Missouri, like, we're just kind of...
Simpletons, right?
I mean, shit's fucked up, dude. Like, there's no political answer to the bullshit that's going on. Like, there's personal answers.
Yeah.
There's personal answers. And I'm trying to know where the farms are at, where the land is at. And then we want a nationwide presence. We want to be in households. We think we have a very good product. We think we have an incredibly nutrient-dense product. And, I mean, to be honest, dude, I'm kind of sick of just living in a fucking fat, shitty country.
Yeah, it
like,
sucks.
I want people to get healthy and feel good about life. And I mean, shit hits the fan. Like, I know a piece of land to go to, and I know the people there that can manage livestock and survive. But
is it in Missouri, though?
It's all over the place.
The reason
dude.
I ask, so we got two producers.
This is America,
man. I know,
there's
but
so much land here.
These two producers are from Missouri, and that's all they talk about is if it's the only state that's ever existed.
Well, the only farmland that Bob's familiar with is the farmland that the slaves, his family, still owns.
It's true, yeah.
On,
yeah.
Right?
And that's Missouri, though, right?
No.
That's the show me state.
But Missouri's
show me your papers.
Maybe that is worse.
Show me your papers.
What's the rest of that statement?
I don't know.
What's
man.
The rest of the statement for the state? You know what I'm saying?
Show me state.
Yeah.
Show me your paper state.
I just say it, man, because if you know your state's nickname, people generally associate you with like a competent individual.
No shit.
Wait, I don't know what Texas motto is. Don't mess with Texas.
No, I think it's four wheels of pain. Isn't that for Governor Abbott? Didn't he rename it?
There's only two wheels on a wheelchair.
No, there's four.
Texas is
that's four.
Texas. No, those are in case you flip over.
Those are the tiny ones. Yeah. Those are the tiny ones that keep you balanced.
Texas. He's protecting the border, man.
He is. We wheeled up into the fucking. They took his horses away.
Yeah, we offered to put machine guns on the front of that wheelchair, and he turned us down.
Did they let you kill those horses after the feds took them away? Because they were beating slaves.
It wasn't us, man.
Oh, it wasn't you.
I know someone that can do it, but it wasn't us.
Because did his wheels get through the whole grass like that, or did he have to? They have to kind of.
Oh, they put
fly
slightly
over.
Bigger wheels on it.
Yeah,
it's snow tires.
Snow tires and chains. Man. Everybody's just going to Missouri. Bob, Missourian Bob. What's is it Missourian? Missourian,
yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Texas's state motto is friendship.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Is it really?
Guys.
That's fucking stupid.
Shut the fuck up. That's not real.
What about South Carolina, where I'm from?
It's deceiving.
Show me the whites. No, I'm kidding. What? I don't know what South Carolina is. Give me your bed sheets.
It's the Palmetto State.
Oh, I'm fooling. Yeah. What is it? Do you know?
I got to translate it real quick because it's Latin.
God. What time's the fire?
The actual dumbest state in America.
Well, we know that's Pennsylvania. It's not Pennsylvania is, hey, you guys.
Nobody in South Carolina can speak slogan. Fucking Latin.
Yeah, that's so John Fetterman logo. The translation of it is, while I breathe, I hope.
Oh, God. That's South Carolina?
Dumb Spiro Sparrow.
That makes sense. If you listen to the way they used to talk back in the day, it was pretty gay. So I think that lines up, yeah.
What's Florida? Who wants anal? Who wants anal?
Watch out for the croc.
Yeah, watch out for that gator.
Gator gonna get you.
In anal.
Florida's fucking lame. It's just In God We Trust, so they ripped it straight off.
You don't even come up with your own individual.
Right. Boo! DeSantis isn't gonna win now because of that
bullshit.
North
Carolina did Latin right.
What's that? What do they do?
To be rather than to seem.
Oh, God.
What about fuck them hoes in Latin? How do you say
exactly.
Fuck them hoes in Latin?
How do you say that in Latin?
That's North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what it would be, yeah.
Sure is, dude. Right on the Outer Banks. You know, just having sex out there. Son of a bitch, dude. You know?
Yeroam por Elis?
80 pounds of meat, bro.
So I think the best I can get for fuck them hoes in Latin.
Is ChatGPT doing it?
No, I'm just doing Google Translate. Okay. Let's see here. It is futuis. Meretrices. I had to do prostitutes instead of hoes.
Fair enough. Can you send me that?
That checks out.
Yeah,
go ahead and email me that because that's going to be my new state flag.
Fuetus Mawinus is what it is. I like that. I think Georgia is Georgia's state of mind. Is that right?
No, Georgia's was... Georgia! Just looked it up. Wisdom, justice, moderation.
Oh, all of that is untrue.
Yeah.
We don't have any of that
what
down there.
What wisdom has come out of Georgia?
Nothing. We're dumb. What is it? Moderation? No, we drink heavily. What's the other one?
Well, it's fat.
Justice, wisdom, moderation.
Justice would have been, and Herschel Walker would have won. How is Herschel doing, by the way? Is he still in it? No?
He's actually about to get a tour of the justice system.
Well, he's gonna run for Congress and win. So we're holding out for 2024. Speaking of which, by the way, they said a bunch of weird, bizarre Twitter stories just popped up here, and these are all true, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, did you hear about this?
No, I just don't believe anything that I hear, so.
Oh, okay. So DeSantis is going to do a live interview tomorrow night with Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces. I don't know what Twitter Spaces is.
It's like it's like Clubhouse. Remember Clubhouse? Bunch of people in a fucking, it's like a Discord room.
It's like
just
going,
an audio conversation with a bunch of people.
But no video then?
There's no video that I'm aware of. They may have updated it because they just changed the, like I'm publishing Citizen on there now.
Correct. Well, here's the other breaking news here. Daily Wire says they're going to upload all of their shows to Twitter now. So I would imagine Tucker Carlson is very, very close to this. But they're behind a paywall. I'm not sure if Twitter's going to do that as well. Do you know that?
Well, you can put it... So you can do a subscribed content on Twitter now. So anything you upload on your channel, you can put it behind a paywall.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So is that what they're going to do, is have people pay for it?
I would imagine so. Or maybe they're just – I honestly don't know what those people do.
Do you guys listen to Daily Wire?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, from time to time, for sure.
Like their morning news roundup?
No, I don't do that.
I see it on Twitter, but I don't watch any.
Not out
stuff.
Of, but by the way, not out of anything. Yeah, but we do a news show here, and I want it to be at least fresh, and then I've never heard it, so that way we can have an honest opinion about it on air. Because some of the stories I'd never heard of, some of them I do, and I'm like super opinionated about it, so I don't want to come into the show and be like, oh fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
I want to know what it is.
No, so. I just read them. Do you listen to the morning?
Yeah, I read a lot.
Their news roundup.
Is it on their app? Yeah. Where is it?
I listen to it on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not behind a paywall then.
Okay, gotcha.
That's one of the they still have a couple public shows like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are popping up, and then we're looking into putting Drinking Bros on Twitter as well, and we'll see how that does.
We got to reduce our file size a little bit.
It's 8 gigs. Two hours is what they're going to allow.
I think, Delco, we usually come in around 9, 9.2, right? Is that what you said?
We can figure it out.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But we'll figure it out. Yeah.
I figured it out.
Daily Wire's, they do the Good Rancher stuff.
Okay.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, I know Good Ranchers. They're good people.
Yeah, I listen to...
Are they Good Ranchers, or are they just decent?
I don't know a lot about them, to be honest.
They're good people. I don't know how much their involvement in the ranching part is. I think they mostly run the processing and distribution.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a good company. Like, it's one of the only places... I'll buy chicken from them and him, and that's it. I buy whole chickens from him, and I buy cuts from them, and that's it. Because chicken is the most... polluted piece of meat that you buy on a regular basis. As I've said before, about 80% of the chicken in the United States comes from fucking Brazil through Tyson and a couple of other companies. Do not buy that shit.
Yeah raised in a barn, in a shed,
pumped full of fucking everything you can imagine.
All right,
fuck that.
Tell everybody your website.
jakesteaks.com. it's just one S in the middle, so jakesteaks.com. and then a lot of people just reach out to me on Instagram. I suck at the tech and social media stuff. I just focus on, you know, being on the farm at the processor and then getting the meat out to people. But on Instagram, I'm just my first and last name, Jake Ryan 960.
The actor, huh?
No, like
do you get that all the time?
Wait, is there an actor named Jake Ryan?
Very famous. Yeah. Very 16 famous. Candles. 16 Candles. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All the ladies love Jake Ryan.
You and my mom would be good pals, man.
They're probably the same age.
Yeah. Well, I know your mom.
You're probably the same age.
I used to deliver her meat.
All right,
nailed it! Come on, baby!
Meet me at the minivan.
Oh shit, we're gonna do it, dude!
Yeah, with the pandas and everything. Man.
Yes, let's put 80 pounds down in the back of the van. I'll put a projector up, and we'll watch the game tonight.
What movies were you in, dude?
Oh, we can talk about that off air. It's a laundry list, and I'll just.
He's still doing movies.
Is he really?
He's in
his thing was he disappeared and everybody.
Well, he popped in Moonrise Kingdom or whatever the fuck.
No shit. Yeah.
But that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
He hasn't done much since then.
You're right, though, Ross. My mom will appreciate you. She named me after that dude.
Did she really?
The 16 candles, dude.
I fucking knew it.
Serious?
Yeah. I knew it, dude. So,
hi, mom.
Hey, what's up, mom?
How you doing, mom?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? I don't know if this guy's old enough.
No. This is a different dude. I'm not sure who that little twerp is.
Yeah, this is there was a movie called 16 Candles, and it was like the guy.
Yeah, it's a John Hughes movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what the fuck it is.
That's Jake Ryan, dude. That's Jake Ryan. Everybody knows Jake Ryan.
This guy orders animal shears, man.
I know.
He fucking knows what 16 candles.
I don't think he does.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Splash.
Tell everything, dude.
Yeah, yeah. We're on the same page. Yeah,
I've never seen Splash, but Breakfast Club's a classic, right?
Bring a towel. It's a wet movie.
Well, only when you throw the meat down on the bed.
Raw liver, man. Raw liver.
80 pounds of raw liver. Three dudes in a bed holding hands, watching 16 candles.
I'm driving home to Missouri tonight.
No, you're not. You're coming over tonight.
I'll text you about snouts from Missouri.
I want 38 snouts and a Ziploc. I want 80 pounds of liver in my bed, and it's going to be the three of us. And then I dare you to not come first. That's my personal bet tonight. All right. I'm going to throw some money on the heat at -1.5, and then I dare you not to come first.
We got to get you on a quarter B first.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I'm down. I'm going to buy some of this as soon as we get out of here. We got some listeners in the studio for Drinking Bro of the Week. Jake, if or how do you guys want to work? Do you want to swap out there?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And pop
yeah,
up? Yeah. All right, perfect. Yeah, Jake, dude, it was fucking awesome. Go to jakesteaks.com and order some meat. Obviously, I'll see you tonight so I can get everything that I need. I know. We're homies. Who wants to come up first? Yeah, come on up. You told a very disgusting story off air that the world needs to hear. And is that a true story you told me before we got on air today? Because it's
That's
disgusting.
100% true.
Okay. Jake, don't go anywhere, obviously. I can still see you back there, Jake. Okay,
he's,
stay.
He's thawing out liver back there.
Yeah, thaw out some liver for us, Jake. The game's in 4 hours. Tell everybody your name.
My name's Colton Wise.
Colton Wise.
Yes, sir.
Was that story true earlier?
100% true.
You're fucking disgusting. Tell the audience, dude. This is so gross. I'm going to... I can't unhear this, but I also don't know if I want to hear it again.
Yeah, you're not into fucking prostitutes in the
eye. Go ahead. Yeah.
So, I'm a paramedic. And working downtown in a beautiful Midwestern city. And there's this lovely prostitute who likes to fall asleep in gas stations and call 911. And we regularly pick her up. And she has a little bit of, you would think it's tears, but she has a glass eye.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And they're white. The tears are white.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
So the tears coming out of her glass eye are white.
Oh, so somebody came on her face is what you're saying.
No,
better. So she, for a pint of dark eyes vodka, will pop her glass eye out and let you fuck her eye socket.
Oh, shit.
One-eyed Jackie.
Damn it, dude.
For a pint of what?
Dark eyes vodka.
Now, how much does that cost?
Fiver, maybe.
Hold on. $5? Bob, bring that up. I've never even heard of this vodka before.
It's 100 proof, too.
Is it really? Yeah. That'll get you fucked up.
You're done. Yeah.
That'll get you fucked up. Dark eyes?
Yeah, she's got one of the only cases of confirmed.
Well, a handle is $23, so.
I am really sad right
now. A pint is not going to be very much.
Yeah.
Bob, pull up a bottle of this.
It looks like a pint
here.
Is $2.25.
Hell yeah, brother.
No way, dude. Dark eyes vodka?
But that's the 80 proof, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, she's a classy gal, so she probably goes with a hundo.
She got gonorrhea in her eye.
Yes, sir.
And that's medically possible?
Apparently.
Fuck.
You know, I'm only trying to be a doctor.
No,
so sure.
I understand that. And this is all medical stuff.
Yeah.
Like nothing sexual. And you've never done that, right?
No, I've never taken her in a back alley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now here's the vodka on screen. Jesus Christ.
I like how they it's premium liqueur. That's not liqueur. Vodka's not a liqueur.
It sure
and
isn't.
It's a premium plastic bottle too. So
yeah.
That's
well, that's in case you fall down.
That looks that looks like the military special vodka that's available in fucking PXs across the country.
Yeah.
Yes,
and it is, I think $12 for a fucking, for a fifth of that.
Okay.
Believe.
Okay.
And then I think it's $19 for a handle, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, inflation, so maybe the price has gone.
Yeah, Biden. Blame Biden.
Yeah.
People are getting their eye holes fucked.
Well, nobody's
Thanks
getting
Biden.
Their eye hole fucked because they can't afford to buy her the booze anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what
the
fuck?
The whole economy's collapsing around.
Like,
it sure is.
We think about the economy at the top level, but not all the way down there.
We never do. We never do.
The eye hole resale economy, you may want to call that.
Yeah, right? That one's not a good market to be in right now.
No.
Now, how does she explain that? Like, how does that conversation go when you first show up?
I think they just use it as lube.
Mm. Use what as lube?
Her gonorrhea tears.
Oh, God damn.
You know, it's just like a little slippery.
You don't just wipe it out first?
There's nowhere to go.
It might.
Well, wet wipe. Oh. You know, they make those things that go over the top of your finger to clean your dog's ears out. Maybe to scoop her fucking eye socket out with one of those first.
This is the second time I've almost thrown up live on air today.
I got the chicken vagina story, too.
You were here for the fucking gator story this morning on Ross Patch Mobile.
So this is an eye with gonorrhea.
God damn it, Bob!
That's better than downstairs with gonorrhea, though.
Oh, it's like that fucking, for the audio listeners, it's like the fucking old lady in Bird Box where they tear, look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn it, dude. All right, who do you want to give Drinking Bro of the Week to? I hope it's your dad or mom,
pig. Probably to that woman for letting people fuck her eyes.
Jackie. She does a public service.
What's her name? One-Eyed Jackie?
One-Eyed Jackie,
yeah.
That's rude.
This is what happens if you do not apply dark eye socket to it.
Yeah, so imagine that without an eye socket. It just goes right back to a cranium.
Fuck.
Yeah, you could mistake that for cum pretty easily.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake. It is.
No.
It comes out yellow sometimes.
All right. Who's your drinking bro of the week?
I'm going to give it to my wife because she puts up with these stories.
Good.
Yeah.
She
needs it.
I want her to hear it. What's her name?
Shelby.
What's she do? Yeah.
She works with autistic children. She's an ABA therapist.
She's a good person.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a complete dirtbag.
Yeah. Okay. It's yin and yang.
Well, you need balance, right?
Yeah.
Well, you hope to achieve it. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Core strength is what is the key to balance.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It sure is. You got to use your quads. Mm-hmm. You got to use your quads.
Yeah, quads and core.
Thanks for being here today. Who else is up here? Come on up, dude. Can it get worse? Probably not.
Not much worse.
Come on up here. Grab a chair there. Put the mic about an inch from your face, friend. And tell everybody your name.
My name's Kane Grog.
What's up, Kane?
I'm sorry, what?
Kane. Kane Grog.
Grog? Kang?
Yeah, Grog. Like the Grog Bowl.
Talk right into it.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Grog Bowl military tradition.
It's so. Almost like your parents didn't even try to get
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, hey, dude.
Yeah, Kane.
They just
like,
made
Kane
two noises, and that's your fucking name, exactly. Asshole. Get out of here.
Yeah. Kane with a C or a K?
C-A-I-N.
Well, that's better than being named after a wrestler, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they did name you after the first asshole in human existence, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he was the first villain in human history, according to
the way
Bible,
it was
right?
explained to me as a kid, because I didn't go to church growing up, but I was told that he was the first vampire. Because he was destined to walk the earth forever.
And, maybe.
I like that story. That one stuck with me.
Yeah. And that's fine and all, but how do you tell that to a baby?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, hey, what are you named after?
In a graphic novel,
yeah,
I think.
I was named after my dad's best friend, Gregory Kane, but he was in the Navy, so, you know, last names were what they called each
other.
So
they just flip-flopped the name, switched out the E for an O.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Kane Grog.
Yeah.
Kane Grog.
Kane Grog.
I think you should go by a mononym. Combine them together and say your name is Kane Grog.
Yeah.
Kane and if anybody, Kane that Grog. Sounds like almost like World of Warcraft or Viking, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like
that's dope.
It's like Cher or Prince. You
ooh,
know,
I
just
like
go
that.
By Kane Grog.
Well, I mean, yeah. You picked two weirdos. Pick somebody that's dope.
No, we got a fucking weirdo right here. He's yeah. like, yeah, dude.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah but he's like a murdering style weirdo, not a put stuff in your butt kind of weirdo.
What do you do for a living then? Who do you murder?
I'm a paramedic as well.
Oh, I thought he was going to say he's a proctologist. Right. I'm like, oh, I guess he does put stuff in
yeah,
butts.
Yeah, you sure do.
Every now and then, but not primarily.
Do you guys use the rectal thermometer a lot?
Not a lot, but every now and then.
You know what the difference between a rectal thermometer and a normal thermometer is?
The taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Is that you? Who's kind of cleaning that off?
Oh, yeah. Just taste test every time.
You well, you know, to. Like when you stab somebody with your sword, you like wipe it out like this.
Yeah.
They just like.
Yeah, you got to give it a quick little. By the way, but you couldn't see it, but both of you guys did that same movement at the exact same time.
Well, that's where.
Great minds.
Yeah, pieces of shit. Is
exactly.
Degenerates for sure. Yeah.
Who would you like to give the drinking bro of the week to?
Let's go with my wife as well. Lynette. Yeah. She,
I'm shocked that you guys have wives.
I know. Yeah. Me too. How are you guys married?
It's kudos to these women that put up with our stories and our lives. So, absolutely.
I know, because you guys have the worst fucking stories. Like, and by the way, besides the I fucking story, like, holy shit, man. The things you guys see on
just
a day
in
and
day
out basis, I don't know how you walk around in this world, and I don't know how you're not like the highest paid people.
Every EMT has like their whole like this short list of frequent flyers that are just the weirdest motherfuckers on earth.
Yeah. You know,
but how do you go home and have a dinner with your wife and kids after seeing some horrific shit?
You get really good at disassociating the job from real life, you know? So you deal with it in that moment, and I think the industry's getting better about, hey, actually talk about this crazy shit you just seen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't just bury those feelings and then, you know, end up beating your wife or whatever and leaving your kids like you guys were talking about. So you go through it, but you don't make it your life. We've got lives outside of the crazy shit we see. Me being a paramedic is not my entire personality. So, jiu-jitsu, finding other things to kind of focus on, get your mental prep somewhere else.
But what about when it's personal and you know the person? Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely, yeah. So whenever I started working, I was working in the county I grew up in, very small county. Routinely was people, when I'd show up, walk in the door, I would get, oh, thank God it's you, Kane, you know, and I would know these people. And that's definitely more difficult, especially when it's kids of people you went to school with.
Yeah,
that was real hard. You know, dog attacked a little girl of a dude that I went to school with. But you just hope that you're on your game that day and make sure you know, motivates you to make sure you're actually knowing what the fuck you're doing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Where are you at? What city are you guys based out of?
So I'm in Cedar Creek or Bastrop area.
Okay.
And then Colton's in Indiana,
which is
where I'm from. But I just recently moved down here. He's down here visiting me.
Smart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Indiana's it's just gray like 300 days out of the year.
Yeah,
yeah.
I enjoy it, by the way. I'm not shitting on Indiana.
You should hook up with.
I do. I liked Ohio too. It's just a different mentality.
Absolutely.
Now that you're down here in the Austin area, you should hook up with Jake and get liver for your bed.
Yeah.
liver for the bed is must, you know, it's a requirement. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's, yeah. And he'll sleep with you. I mean, you heard it on the show. So you go to jakesteaks.com, and then he will come to your house, physically get inside your bed with the meat.
Well, they put sure he puts like a fucking kiddie pool on the bed, so you don't fuck the bed up.
Right. Smart. Right.
And you just line it with liver, and you get in there until all it's like it's frozen at first.
Yep.
So it feels nice at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right?
Especially on a hot day.
It's like one of those squirt blankets, but it's a kiddie pool. So
wait,
it's fun.
What the fuck is a squirt?
What's
blanket?
A squirt blanket?
No, you guys aren't on this.
No.
I don't know why, but I'm getting Instagram ads for this. But it's these special blankets that are waterproof.
Oh, we and, got. Yeah.
We oh, we sell thing. Them here. Ghost bed. Yeah.
The mattress.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the mattress protector.
Yeah, you're already
doing butt stuff. You're
but do they call it a squirt blanket? Or are you saying that?
I think I'm saying that. Okay.
I was like, are they advertising like that? Hey, is your bitch squirt a lot?
I know.
Get a squirt blanket.
Because then I go back to Michael Jackson's kid. It was like, shit. Was that a squirt blanket he wrapped the kid up in before he held him over the balcony or not? You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he ended up naming him after him.
Naming blanket, yeah.
Yeah.
Blanket.
First name was Squirt.
Squirt.
And they never told you that part, huh?
I guess
just
not.
Just blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was Squirt blanket, have a whole different meaning, wouldn't it?
Have a whole bunch of questions.
We got one more here in the studio. Come
thanks,
on
guys.
Up, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
He looks like Rooster from Top Gun 2. I like the stash. Is that what it's from? Is that Miles? Are you going Miles Teller?
I'm trying to.
If so, I get it, dude. He's on fire right now. All the ladies love Miles Teller. Cheers. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Joel. Joel Bear. B-E-H-R, like the paint.
Yeah, yeah. Just any same relation? As our Joel. Yeah, any relation?
No.
This goddamn microphone sucks.
No. Can we just drill it into the goddamn table?
Yeah, or kill ourselves or something.
Or
I don't know.
Rape each other in jakesteaks.com.
I feel that's like not we how took gravity
it
works.
Well, you don't tell me how gravity works. My grandfather was actually on the moon. He was the 14th man.
Yeah, his name was Dave Gravity, and he invented the shit.
Sure did.
So shut the fuck
up. Look it up.
From behind the desk.
Yeah.
And he's DaveGravity.com, motherfucker.
He took the label off a mayonnaise jar, and he bottled up the gravity and brought it home to America.
Yeah, and it was Duke's mayonnaise, too, because he's from North Carolina.
Sure is, dude. That's the fucking show me state. Where are you from?
Hey, you guys.
No way. You're just state. As dumb as this motherfucker. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I'm a few counties
why
over from
why did you
Belgium.
Vote for him?
I didn't.
You somebody did.
I didn't.
Allegedly.
I didn't.
What did they... All right, so let's get an honest opinion, because Delco's been gone from there for, I don't know, 15 years or whatever it is. Wow. Let's get an honest opinion from somebody who lives there. Is there people that are walking down the street that you've heard, they're like, oh my God, I'm so glad we voted for this guy?
I'm not there currently. Okay. My parents are.
And what do they say?
They hate him.
How did he get in? I don't understand it.
I don't know.
It's strange. I've never met one person either in real life who's like, I voted for Biden outside of Hollywood.
I think it was Big Hoodie.
Big Hoodie?
The fact that it's a Carhartt.
The hoodie industry.
Well, he does Carhartt shit, you know? Yeah. So
he went to Harvard, didn't he?
Who knows?
His first job, his only real job in his entire life was working at his parents' insurance company.
Yeah. And he bought his house. What did he buy? His house from a dollar from his sister that was passed down to his parents. And it's a whole fuck. It's a whole fucking thing, but yeah, man, I'm sorry you're from there and you got to tell people that.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
I mean, especially when everybody that I'm friends with, like, listens to y'all and all I get to do is get shit from.
Hey, you
yeah, exactly.
You got a bunch of fresh tattoos there.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, it's funny. Everything that y'all have ever talked shit about, I kind of have personally. So I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yep.
I'm in the Coast Guard, so he talks shit anyway.
Well, the Coast Guard, they said that's the real branch of the military.
I used to be stationed on Martha's Vineyard.
No shit.
Yeah. 2016 to 2020.
Did you get those 50 Mexicans out of there?
How many Mohicans are up there? Exactly.
Exactly. Is there any left?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't been there since, I've been stationed there since 2020.
When you were there, how many Mexicans were just walking around in Martha's Vineyard?
Honestly,
not in coveralls.
I mean,
zero. It's the answer.
I don't know.
Yeah. What a place
top
to
my
be
head,
stationed.
I couldn't tell you. It is.
On your first day in the job, did they show you where JFK crashed?
No, that's actually, you got to take a ferry to get to that.
Well,
if you ever watched the
movie, I don't think you're allowed to say
here.
Ferry.
Yeah, we don't say that on this show.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
If you've ever watched the movie Jaws, because that's where it was filmed up there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
they have that
right,
little
yeah.
ferry that
yeah,
goes yeah. over there, and where they're going is Chappaquiddick.
It's a midget. Gay midget is not a little ferry.
It's
anyways.
It's a midget.
My bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then I just got a nautical star, which you talk shit about like the other day.
I talk shit about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but you use it, though, to actually find where you're at in the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's what I do in the Coast Guard. I'm a bosun's mate, so I do a lot of like navigation
okay.
small boat stuff, search and rescue, things like that.
That's actually, you should, once you get out, you should start a company that teaches people land nav, to be honest. because nobody knows how to fucking do it.
Dude, if I didn't my phone, I wouldn't know where. I wouldn't know how to get home today.
Like, people can't even navigate through a city, much less through. Like, if you. Like,
it's 100% true.
Just the ability to use a compass and a map and the stars to navigate around, it's not very difficult to do.
It's not.
You know what I mean? It's super easy to do, but nobody knows how to do that shit anymore. No. And if all this tech fails, everyone's like, oh, I'm going into the mountains. Like, oh, yeah, which direction is it, fuckface?
Yeah.
You're going to drive straight to the goddamn ocean.
I'm going to go right into my bed with Jake and just ride 80 pounds of liver and Jake, and it's just the two of us, dude.
We're staying here till this liver's cooked.
Well, until it's cooked.
I mean, especially if you guys got dry ice. I mean, that's going to last for a while, too.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You better not come either. I'm trying to eat my liver. Would you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
It's going
to
be my best friend, Connor.
Okay.
He and I started listening to Drinking Bros roughly around the same time, me a little bit before him.
When was that?
It would have been pre-lockdown 2020. I started listening to Crazy First Responder Stories.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love those.
Those call-in shows. Yeah,
and then the first one we listened to was when we were driving down to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, and it was when you guys had Katie Kush on.
Oh, shit.
That was in Vegas. That was in January of 2020, yeah.
Yeah.
Although we published that in February, I think, so it probably been February.
Right? Yeah, I think it was either in February or March was when we went down there. We went down there because our flight to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day got canceled.
Oh, that sucks.
No, because of lockdown, so we went down to Hilton Head instead.
I love Hilton Head.
And it was a great time.
Yeah.
We got down
there.
I've
never
been
there for St. Patty's Day, though. Was it pretty good?
It was, and then pretty much the day after St. Patrick's Day, like right at midnight, they started locking shit down.
Mm-hmm. So that was March then.
Yeah.
It was. And Katie Kush was there for the AVNs. I think she was up for Best Anal that year, if memory serves me correctly. Because that was the first time somebody was like super proud.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm nominated. And I was like, for what? Best
Anal. It was a high energy episode. I remember that.
Cause we were
driving down we made the trip from Boston to South Carolina in like 14 hours. There was no traffic anywhere except
on
for like New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great, wasn't it?
It was. We just set the cruise control 85 and just down the highway, whole way down.
Katie Kush. I wonder where she's at now.
She's in Vegas.
Is she still?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And Connor, what's his last name?
Chisholm.
Okay, Connor Chisholm.
That's a fucking dude name right there. You can take some shit over with a name like Connor Chisholm.
He used to be in the Army. He's a 68 Whiskey.
What's that, a medic or something?
Combat
shit?
Medic, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
So he used to do that. He's a dispatcher now for
He's an asshole.
Center.
Yeah. All you guys.
No.
All you guys are medics.
Too. Not all EMTs are assholes, but every combat medic is a fucking asshole.
For the Massachusetts National
every
Guard.
Every single one of them that I've ever met. I mean, some of my dear friends, but they're all dicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like the meanest dudes on earth. Like, shut up, bitch. Yeah. Fucking take this pill. I'm like, all right, man. Fuck.
All right. I'll lay here. All right.
Yeah.
I'll lay here. It's going to be in a bed full of 80 pounds of liver, but I'll fucking lay here.
No, you would lie there, actually.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'll do both. I'll do whatever I want with my meat. All right. Jake, start the engines, brother. We're 8 minutes from my house, okay? Game's on in 4 hours. Thanks for joining us, dude.
Yeah, of course.
I know you were here yesterday for a little bit, and then
I just
pop back in today. So cheers. Hope you enjoy the hard
Wait, are you
seltzers.
With these guys?
No, I'm actually
you
not.
You guys just met? Yes. Are you guys going to buy some liver?
Probably.
Yeah,
I'm staying at a hotel down the street. I need something in bed with me.
You sure do.
80 pounds of liver.
80 pounds of liver in that hotel. They love it.
Oh, I'm sure.
All the maids love it when they come
I mean, especially like them white sheets.
Yep.
Be perfect.
Slap it down. Slap it down right there. Be great.
If you roll up some towels and put it around the edge, it'll keep the liver in the bed too, mm-hmm. just like a tip.
It's like bumpers for children's bowling.
Yeah.
Think of it that way.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thanks for joining us today, kids. We learned a lot. We laughed a lot. And God damn it if we didn't meet some fine human beings today. Go to jakesteaks.com if you'd like to support him. If you want to support us, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star. And leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. And yes, we will be publishing episodes to Twitter as soon as we can figure out the technology of it. Which, look, I'm not in charge of that goddamn shit. So it should be a while here. Yeah. We just need the password. I can't find the goddamn password on Twitter. So.
That sounds like a bunch of liberal bullshit.
It sure does. Thanks for joining us, kids. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.